Dear President, Your Excellency, dear Director General, Ministers, Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be with you here today for this special event organized by the Food and Agriculture Organization in the honor of Colombia. Our meeting here in Rome is very significant, as it testifies our common willingness to contribute to peace. Just a few days ago, Mr. President, you received the Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of your role in bringing to an end one of the longest conflicts in the history of the world. And on the occasion of the World Day of Peace last January, Pope Francis, only a couple of kilometers away from here, called to overcome the globalized indifference and to win peace. As a union born out of the bloody spoils of conflicts, we in Europe understand and appreciate the tremendous efforts needed to achieve and maintain peace. As a fellow Nobel Prize winner, next year we will celebrate once again here in Rome the 60th anniversary of the treaty establishing the European Economic Community, which laid the foundations of the present European Union and paved the way for lasting peace. One of our founding fathers, Robert Schuman, said that Europe will not be achieved in only one act or according to a single plan, but only through concrete achievements which create de facto solidarity. The same applies to peace. With this in mind, the European Union is determined to help Colombia make concrete improvements in the lives of millions of Colombians who have already suffered long enough. Mr. President, we have built legitimacy, trust and recognition through more than a decade of peace-building activities in Colombia. Many of these actions have been in the area of rural development. Colombia's natural areas and rural areas have been disproportionately affected by the conflict, and they have suffered from the legacy of illegal activities and violence. The delivery of public services has been seriously hampered in many of these areas. And sadly, Colombia is the second most mined country in the world. Through our support for your agriculture policy, we want to help you receive and revive economic activities, productivity, and increase local incomes in rural areas. Ultimately, we want to help you to eradicate poverty in a sustainable way, give new opportunities to the Colombian people, and secure a lasting peace. Over the last 15 years, together with European Union member states, we have invested 1.5 billion euro for peace-building activities in Colombia. Our flagship project, the Peace Laboratories, have offered a comprehensive approach to tackling the causes of the conflict. Since 2012, we have targeted our cooperation through direct budget support to the National Treasury of Colombia in order to accompany policies in specific sectors. We are running a very successful 70 million euro program in support of rural development. Through this program, over 50,000 families have benefited from land ownership programs. 27,000 rural housing solutions have been offered, and over 30,000 small producers in 16 departments have received support. 3 days ago, I signed in Brussels the constitutive agreement for a new European Trust Fund for Colombia in the presence of President Santos and with the contribution of 19 European Union's member states. This trust fund will mobilize over 95 million euro in grants, which will add to the already ongoing bilateral financial cooperation and to the 400 million euro of loans offered by the European Investment Bank. The trust fund will allow us to support Colombia's efforts in a more effective and coordinated way by pooling resources and coordinating actions. It will allow us to link relief, rehabilitation, and development activities in a more focused and joined-up way. Together with the participating European Union countries and the Colombian government, we have decided to focus the new trust fund mainly on integrated rural development. It will provide more targeted, flexible, and effective actions on the ground in response to local needs than was previously possible. And for every action, we will look for the best implementing partner. We expect the first actions to start as early as February next year. Like all other international initiatives in support of the post-conflict phase, our trust fund will be coordinated by the Colombian government. From our side, we took the decision that the trust fund will be managed from the European Union's delegation in Bogota to ensure smooth and constant dialogues with the Colombian authorities and other organizations on the ground. Allow me also to thank you, Graziano, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, which has accumulated vast experience in the area of rural development. I'm pleased that the European Union and its member states are large contributors to the Food and Agriculture Organization for your actions across the world. In particular, in Colombia, we are already partnering with you on three ongoing programs for around 9 million euro to promote peace building and assist vulnerable communities, to secure access to land and indigenous and Afro-Colombian people, and to increase resilience to climate change by supporting protected areas in the Amazon region. We work hand in hand together with you in the Rural Development Group of Donors, and we look forward to our cooperation in implementation of the forthcoming projects under our trust fund operations in Colombia. Mr. President, in your Nobel Prize acceptance speech in Norway last weekend, you alluded to the importance of rural development in fighting against organized crime, in protecting the most biodiverse country in the world, and ultimately in securing sustainable peace and prosperity. As a Croatian citizen, I value particularly the importance of peace, and I am saddened to think that if I were born in Colombia, I would belong to a generation that has never known peace. Thus, I do look at this peace agreement as a way to bring unprecedented economic, political, and social benefits, as well as stability to Colombia, but also to neighboring countries and to the region as a whole. As we have witnessed, the road to lasting peace is not always straightforward or easy. Therefore, may I congratulate you once again, Mr. President, and all of the Colombian people on your commitment and determination to taking the road less traveled. Rest assured that the European Union will accompany Colombia on every step of this journey. Through our concrete actions and support, we commit to helping you turn the impossible into the possible. Mr. President, you already proved that this is possible, and we shall accompany you along this way. It's now up to us to prove that we can together really turn the impossible into the possible. Thank you very much indeed.